Hello.
Hello?
Hello, Sean Wallace?
Yes, sir.
Hi, how the heck are you today?
I'm doing good. Is this Mr. McManus?
Yes, I had just called you. I was the chaplain at Polunsky that sent all that, busted up all that stuff on that computer stuff because I couldn't believe all the stuff they were doing.
Right.
And saw that you were the one that kind of did all the first initial investigation and everything.
Yes, sir. And I just want to make sure that I understand. This is Mr. McManus, right?
Yeah, Michael Manus, M-A-N-E-S-S.
Oh, okay. I just want to make sure it was the chaplain that was talking to me. I thought it was you. No, I understand. I'm good. But yes, sir. That's
well,
me. I'm the one.
Well, I had found a couple months earlier and reported it to my wardens there that the Chaplain Collier's computer actually had a virus on it.
Okay.
Did you find all that too?
And which computer was this?
That was Chaplain Collier's, the one that was our main computer.
It would have been my guys. My guys are the ones who manage it, go out and find the viruses in the console. They usually, sometimes they take care of it, sometimes they put in the ticket to actually have one of our help desk people actually clean it up as well. But my guys are the ones that manage that, yeah.
Well, you look like you were the one. I had kind of doing some research on all of that, and I had gotten your report that you had given between the conversation between you and Bell and all the equipment that everything had happened.
And I was actually kind of glad you called because I came through this morning, and we got the information, everything we could find on the last time the open records request came through. And I wanted to kind of clarify because I think there's a little bit of misunderstanding of the sequence of events.
Okay.
So what had actually happened is Mr. Upshaw had called, Mr. Bell. Mr. Bell was out of the office, so they forwarded it down to me. And Mr. Upshaw was, at the time, he was the regional director.
Yes, sir.
For the warden.
Yes,
sir. And he asked me to go out to the Polunsky unit. And Warden Crawford was the person who was out there at the time. I sent two of my techs out there.
So
and Chris Hurd, a separate, he's one of my analysts, he was going out to the Beaumont unit, Stiles unit. On his way back, because I talked to my techs and they said they found a lot of stuff, I asked Mr. Hurd to stop in because he's a more senior person on my staff and asked him to stop in and take a look.
Right.
So he stops in, he takes a look, he comes back, he types up the email and sends it to Mr. Bell because it was kind of late, and I asked him to go ahead and send it to find these directly to Mr. Bell. After that, we actually set up a meeting with Mr. Upshaw and the gentleman from chaplaincy, the one that does all these chaplaincy programs, I can't think of his name
Mr. Dunbar?
Yes, Mr. Dunbar. And Mr. Bell set up a meeting with Mr. Upshaw, Mr. Dunbar, myself, and Chris, and we had a list of things that we had found that we had typed up, and it's just a Word document, and Mr. Bell went over all these things with him. And from that meeting, my guys were sent out with directions to, go clean things up, get our computers right, and anything that's, part of that stuff that was used to make sure it's all locked away and it's not still out. I don't know if I gave you that list of items that Mr. Bell went over that meeting.
Could you email it to me?
Yes, sir, I can. That is, other than what I told you in that one list, in the list of things in the document, it's going to be more or less close to what that list was that Chris Hurd initially had sent to Mr. Bell. We just expanded upon it. Once we, sit down and have, normally we do official report, but what happened this time, since Mr. Bell sat down with Mr. Dunbar, and then they gave guidance, we didn't actually do a report on it.
Right. Well, if you could email me, that'd be just very good and sweet of you. I'd really appreciate that.
No, but did that kind of help clear up?
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's a great help. And so it was Upshaw that gave you the initial...
He called
you to do it. It started all with that.
That's correct. And normally I don't go out unless they give me an email to back it up. But I can't find an email where Mr. Upshaw told me to go out.
Well, that's okay.
Normally we don't even go out unless we get an email first. But in this case, I don't know what happened. It's been 6, 7 months, 8 months now, I guess. And I don't remember as well. But yes, Mr. Upshaw did call and ask us to go out there.
No problemo. But you want my email address?
Oh, I have the email, so I know you are.
The second.
I know you are, though. I get your email. I can send it to you. We send stuff over to work with you guys all the time. Now we have an open records request. Do you want me to email it to you? And because I'm gonna send it back to there as well.
Oh, you can. That doesn't matter. If you can email me, that.
Too, right?
If you can email what you have, that'd be fine.
I'll get your information.
Okay. The other thing I was wondering about, because it was a concern that I had down there, is their sophisticated one-note use of the one-note system.
Okay.
Did y'all allow that to continue? Did you leave that? Because that was so important to how they structured everything.
The one-note system, I'm not sure what you're... referring to.
Well, they had, that was kind of how they run that chaplaincy department down there in many respects, is that inside the and it was networked on their wireless network too, but they had, are you familiar with Microsoft OneNote?
Yes.
Well, I never was, and I'd never even heard about it. I'm a 20-year veteran chaplain, and so when I'm getting down there, I'm noticing how they operate. And they had everything set up on the OneNote system. It's not on the state Collier's computer, but it was on their network and on the accessible on the computers that were in the chaplaincy main office there in 3GM. And it's a real, they had it, it was very sophisticated, had their finances, their programs, their calendars, and it was a very... everything was organized through that OneNote system.
And you're over in the office as general counsel now, correct?
I am not with TDC anymore.
Okay. Well, the information, it'll have to go through, back up through the open records request. I cannot send it to you.
Okay. Well, that's fine. I was just wanting to call and ask you about it. And do you think you can go ahead and email me that Word document on that?
Absolutely not. I have to go back to the open records request. That's the only way I can give you any information. I thought you were in the office of the general counsel.
Oh, no. No, I was the chaplain there in July through October there.
Right.
Well, anyways, I was just trying to follow up on everything that was going on.
Yes, sir.
Well, I appreciate your help there, Sean.
No problem.
Okay, have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.